You're listening to Our Given Purpose, the podcast. I am Tori, a certified life coach and your host. Normally, I would start off with a quote, song lyrics, or Bible reading. Today, I am asking for your forgiveness. Fear is a powerful emotion, but not more powerful than God. Fear Exposed, Part 1. I believe God sends us people, information, and reasons to look to Him more intently. Over the last 3 years, I have obediently followed a plan for my life to let others know who He was as I testified about the work He was doing in me. I presented lessons, advice, ponderings, interviews, and short stories with one goal: to get you to read your Bible, to be curious about the things I spoke of and read it for yourself. I apologize. I ask your forgiveness. I have fallen short. I have not presented the Word of God well from a Christian perspective and have become a false teacher. My heart is grieved, and I repent of my errors and my sins. I will not make excuses, and I pray you will allow me to share what happened and ask your forgiveness as a person who desires to follow God's plan for your life, no matter how it is fulfilled. Let me start this discussion with Scripture. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul outlines his accomplishments as he, an apostle and speaker for God's truth, suffered while spreading the good news of our Lord's sovereignty. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 24 through 28, Paul writes, 5 times I received at the hands of the Jews the 40 lashes less one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I was adrift at sea. On frequent journeys, in danger from rivers, danger from robbers, danger from my own people, danger from Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from false brothers, in toil and hardship, through many a sleepless night, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure, and apart from other things, there is the daily pressure on me of my anxiety for all the churches. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 24 through 28. Lord, we are grateful for your servant. On my current path, my accomplishments, my achievements, I was happy to discuss our God with those who were saved, and even more delighted to listen to others share their transformation stories. Conversations about how God worked even when the pain was tremendous pointed to hope. Roots, origins, sources. A root is the part of a plant that attaches it to the ground or to a support, typically underground, conveying water and nourishment to the rest of the plant via numerous branches and fibers. Jorge Ortega-Gasset, a Spanish philosopher, wrote, "Tell me to what you pay attention, and I will tell you who you are." In Mark chapter 4, verse 24, which is part of Jesus' parable of the lamp, it reads, "Then he added, pay close attention to what you hear. The closer you listen, the more understanding you will be given, and you will receive even more." An indescribable jolt went through me, and I felt a lightness and a weight fall on me. My deceitful heart was grieved, and I had to trace my steps and find the root. Why was I here? What was I doing? How does it serve God? When did I get off track? The answer came in one word, prosperity. I thought that the prosperity gospel I had often researched and decided to take the meat and throw away the fat was okay. It reached the masses and pierced the minds to think beyond themselves. Or did it? That was my interpretation. That's what I did. I was wrong. The Holy Spirit directed my attention to a vlog I uploaded to my YouTube channel titled Spoon-Fed Christian. I recorded it in December of 2018 during a seasonal Daniel fast. At that point, I still had trouble articulating my thoughts on camera confidently, but prayed through the nerves to present the idea. What I wrote versus the words that came out did not match to my complete liking. Fear. I did not trust the Holy Spirit to guide me even while talking about the Holy Spirit's guidance. Hypocrite. Hypocrite. Lord, I know you turn and use everything for your good. I ask forgiveness from you and those I led astray. Help me to follow your will. May I always be oriented to you with the cross as the perspective of all that flows from me. In your name I pray, amen. The prosperity gospel is not just about preaching health and wealth. Any idol that determines to be the work we must do to receive what has been done is a prosperity preaching. For example, patriotism, happiness, liberty, miracles, any message that hides the good news that God is sovereign is supporting idolatry, elevation of the gift above the giver. Broken down to the root, prosperity gospels seize the opportunities to make money, not transform lives. God saves us because we cannot live our best life now. I will speak more about my continuous evolution through transformation in part 2. I am deeply grateful for your time, and I pray you will read the Word of God that is all about Him. The gospel is not a plan, but the person, a divine human representative of God who descended to this earth as the Son and left His Holy Spirit to guide our lives after God the Son ascended back to heaven. I challenge you to read and place God as the context. Tell me to what you pay attention, and I'll tell you who you are. This has been Our Given Purpose, the podcast. Please check the links in the show notes for all the scripture and quotes used in this episode. Thank you for being here, and I appreciate your grace as I journey to be more like Christ. Let those who have understanding pray for one another. This is Tori of Our Given Purpose, the podcast.